Ladies and gentlemen, 2005 was a rather interesting year in papal history. This is because, for the first time since 1978, it was a year in which there were two papal funerals. Yes, you heard me correctly, two popes actually died in 2005. The funeral of John Paul II took place, as you can imagine, in the Vatican in Rome. That of Gregory XVII the Very Great took place in Seville, in southern Spain. Now, the leaders of the world attended the funeral in Rome and completely ignored what was happening in Seville. This was probably because none of them had ever heard of Gregory XVII, and perhaps you've never heard of him either. Therefore, I'm going to fill you in a little bit on his story. Everything starts back in March 1968, in a small village outside Seville. Four girls were out picking daisies, and, as usually happens in Catholic countries when four girls are out picking daisies, the Virgin Mary appeared to them. Now, the town was gripped with Virgin Mary fever. Miracles appeared to be happening everywhere, and apparently even the sun danced in the sky. Now, many people rushed to the spot to also partake in these festivities, in this sort of frenzy. And one of them was a local accountant named Clemente Dominguez. It seemed that the Virgin Mary liked Clemente Dominguez a lot more than the four little girls, because the four girls were soon forgotten, and Clemente Dominguez was the main seer, shall we say, the person who saw the Virgin Mary. And it seems that the Virgin Mary also gave him a mission. His mission was to rid the Catholic Church of heresy and of progressive elements. She told him that the Catholic Church was riddled with communists and he had to deal with them. Now, it's not a criticism you hear very often of the Catholic Church, that it would be riddled with communists, but apparently it is. Dominguez took his mission seriously, and he went immediately to Rome and ordered Pope Paul VI to reverse his progressive tendencies. Surprisingly enough, he was completely ignored by the Vatican. And, given Rome's indifference, he decided to take matters into his own hands, founding, in 1975, his own religious order. Now, he received donations from a wealthy widow to build a gigantic basilica on the spot where the Virgin Mary appeared to him. And, in 1978, he managed to convince a senile Vietnamese cardinal to ordain him and four of his followers as bishops. Now, in that same year, 1978, Pope Paul VI died, leaving a power vacuum. Who was to become the new pope? Well, Dominguez decided that he would become the new pope. In fact, it wasn't Dominguez who decided, it was God himself, because God appeared to Dominguez and told him that he was to become pope. He chose the name Gregory XVII. Now, in the meanwhile, a new pope had also been elected in the Vatican. And, as you can imagine, the Vatican wasn't exactly happy with what was happening in the south of Spain. In fact, John Paul II excommunicated Gregory XVII. But Gregory wasn't too concerned about that, because he, in turn, excommunicated John Paul II. Now, he didn't only use his papal powers to excommunicate rival popes. He also had the power to canonize saints, and the first person to become canonized and to become a saint in this new church was General Franco, Spain's former dictator, who had done very much for Catholicism in Spain. And Franco and all of his officials are now saints in the church. Now, the order grew, and it now includes 80 clergymen, all of whom have the rank of bishop or cardinal. There are no ordinary priests in Gregory's church. There are also 100 nuns, and questions have been raised as to their exact role within the church. There have been allegations of improper behavior going on. And there are several thousand lay followers of the church as well. As you can imagine, this church wasn't without controversy. Several drunken cardinals were picked up by the Spanish police in a lap dancing parlor in Seville, and they were apparently doing some rather dubious activities. And in the 1990s, there were claims that Gregory had, let us say, intimate relations with his male priests and with the nuns. In fact, he admitted as much in 1997 and begged his congregation for forgiveness. As I've told you, Gregory XVII, the Very Great, died in 2005, but a successor, luckily enough, was appointed. And so, if you are in need of guidance, you can maybe seek out an audience with Pope Peter II. And it will be a lot easier to do this in Seville than to get an audience with Benedict in Rome. Thank you very much.